begin the current down sachem down memtes. We begin on the days. Begin the tes nasta. Begin with the gemara. Amrav Kahana. Rav Kahana says that ilav din nesibi kahanta. If I didn't get married to a kahanic woman, a bas kain, like Eloi, I would not have gone into exile. Which this tes actually belongs in the days. Tes explains, was Rav Kahana himself a kain or not? Because tes says that mashmit sounds like shlohayi kain, that he wasn't a kain. Because the Gemara was saying that it's dangerous for Yisrael to marry a Kehanis, and says that he was punished, he went to Gullus. I bought him in the Paragam the Kedushin, and says in the first Paragam of Chasim and Rav Kahana, Shakos Sudra Bepijin Ben, Rav Kahana took a kerchief in lieu of the five slum of the redemption of the firstborn son. Sounds like he was a Kohen. Says Taisa, Bishvil Ishtel Kech, he took it because of his wife. Because in Paragam Israel, like the Gemara in the Chunda, Kavalam at Beis Menav, Rav Kahana have a Ochel Bishvil Ishtel, Rav Kahana would eat the Kahana gifts as Israel, Chayam, and the Keva because of his wife. Yeah, and here also the Pidin Ben was because of his wife. But then Taisa says, Bahadam and Paragam, Besakam, this Gemara says, Lidon of Kavit Gimel Menav, Omele Rav, Rav Kahana, he says, Peshait Nevelta, Beshuka, skin a dead animal in the street, Beshakal Igor, and take payment. But like Taman, don't say Kahana, Vagavarabana, that I'm a Kahana, and I'm a great person. It sounds like that he was a kohen, and it's not appropriate for him to do work in the street. And he was like, even so. So it's not because he was a kohen, El Shekach, Ishmael, that was his name, Rav Kahana. And don't say, oh, I'm Kahana. And again, but not referencing to a kohen, because he himself was not a kohen. Tinex says, Master, the begins the words of the Gemara, Le Matza Baz Gabay Tzedakah. If you can't find the daughter of a charity collector, and you should marry the daughter of those who teach school children. Chase explains, well, which one's better? Because Chase says, Mashmet sounds like the Gabit Staka, Difi di Mlamda Tzinek. It sounds like, okay, if you cannot find the charity collector's daughter, which sounds like is better, then you go to the school children's daughter. I bought them, this I think Mar says in Baba Basa Dav Chasim Abezim, it says in the Pasuk Bamaskilim, Yesiru Kizarikia, that the enlightened ones, they'll illuminate like the illumination of the sky. That's Il Gabit Staka, those are the charity collectors. And those who merit the public, which these are, they're like shine like the stars. These are the those who teach the school children, which sounds like that the stars illuminate more. Says Taisa, which would sound like that the Malam Tzenegis are greater. Says Taisa, what you have to say is not the Zayirikia, other than Zayirikachavim, that the illumination of the sky is greater than the illumination of the stars. Kinek says Masla begins with the Gemara Ma'arider Tzvaichel, just like the lion that pounces and eats. So too is the Amaretz, he hits his wife and he cohabits with her. Tis explains what's exactly the comparison. Pishur ben Dutam says, Dois va'eichel, meaning just like the lion that it pounces and it eats, meaning, ve'im namten at shetames, and the lion doesn't wait until the animal dies, its prey, afam ha'aretz, so to the ignoramus, when he cohabits with his wife, ain't a mom to not despise. When he hits her, he doesn't even wait to appease her. Rather, he immediately cohabits with her. That's exactly what the lion does with its prey. Tinnik says the Mazda begins with the Gmab Yeshem, that those who say, Afin Machriz Nalabidase, that regarding Nam Arut, you don't even call out regarding his lost object to return it to him. Chase explains, first of all, how do you know that it's his? And also, how if you're allowed to steal from a Nam Arut. The Bryce added on, some want to say that you don't even have to call out his lost item. So it starts from time begin to say, wait a second, the second log, it says, how do you know some arts not to call it out? You don't even know whose it is, that's what it's in Naved. So by Marie, he says, no, Kugun Sheshayor shall Amarats my breast. We're talking about where a caravan of ignoramus has passed by. But Re'inush, enough man, we saw that it fell from them, so you know it's definitely Amarats, you just don't know who, so then you would call it out. But since they are all Amarats, you don't have to. But then it says, Vahash Mashman, now it sounds like the Dafke Machriz and Labidas. Okay, but you just don't call out regarding the lost object. Avalizabi Yadayim Lev, but to actively steal from him, that you're not allowed to. Avagav the Lesle Hasvar, but although this opinion does not hold the logic that the Gemara is going to shortly bring, that Avshad the Nafik Menei Brama Aliyah, that maybe he's going to have an upsetting stun, it still sounds like even though, therefore, you don't have to return this lost object, but you're not allowed to actively steal from him. Not particularly, but the Re finds this a wonder. Amayim Amayin also, why is it forbidden to steal from him? Why is his money forbidden? If even his body you permitted to harm, Shemut Lekargadag, that you're allowed to go ahead, as the Gemara previously taught, and tear him like a fish. So for sure, why shouldn't be able to harm his money? This is like the Gemara says in Baba Kama Kapitesa Madav, by someone who's an informer, Laman the Lesley Svara, according to one who does not hold the logic, the Efsha Dinafik Mine Bram Ali, that you're not concerned that maybe he's gonna have an upstanding son, that yeah, just like you're allowed to harm him, you're allowed to harm his money. So Benir the Re, it seems to the Re, yeah. Delel Mairi, that the Gemara said previously that you could tear him like a fish. That's talking about the Makir, where someone recognizes God, but Kaifer, Lahachas, and he denies God to anger him. We're killing him. It's like saving yourself. So listening is a bandit of Chosn al Damim, and they're suspected regarding murder. As Tosfos proves this, because if that's not the case, how can you actually kill me? I'm kibbutz that folds on Shabbos. Even the non-Jew not allowed to do that. So too, the wording that describes this person sounds like, where it says al chai v'nechas. He's not concerned about his own life. What does that mean? Because the makar v'kayfer, because he recognizes God and he denies him. Where it's someone who's deliberate, really strong. But you're right, a regular am aretz, he's not allowed to steal his money. As Tosfos explains, because the yesh har b'nyan amaratz. There's many types of amaratz. It's obvious in the Gemara said that of Beis Manav, where the Gemara has many different interpretations. What's amaratz? Does it wear tefillin? Does it namasham b'sham l'chom? Etc. etc. And this is talking about the one who's makar b'kayif. Now, by Marie, he clarifies. He says one of the five things we said that we don't receive testimony from amaratz. I demashon mekabel edus amaratz. Why do we receive testimony from ignoramus? Because I'm a perikchem b'kayif. Like the Gemara says, chagigid avcha Beis Manav. Kama mekabel edus adus amaratz. Who do we go like that today? We do receive testimony from amaratz. It's Krebiusi that is concerned that if they realize that we segregate them, they're going to go ahead and do their own worship, and therefore we accept testimony from them. Ketanek says, "Maskat begins with the Gemara Bechalta," and it says in the pasuk, "Bechalta v'sabat." Bechalta zu achila, that refers to eating, and the sabata is regarding achila that has a sviya, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that no. It's achila is a kezayis and sabata is a kebeya. So that's machlekes if it's going to be a shir of kezayis, and the sabata is drinking, or if it's going to be a besavata, that's kebeya. Now, Tosfos says near the hanish shir kezayis kebeya, whichever opinion you go like kezayis kebeya, that lo yavei las machta. These are just allusions, because biblically, as Tosfos is going to prove, it's only when you get satiated. The rabban here are just debating if the rabbinic shir is kezayis or kebeya, and it's just an allusion from the pasuk how to interpret what does it mean b'chalta and then what does it mean b'sabat. And b'chayim pesher couldn't break mishem mesa, like the rest is how Rashi explains in brachot of chavim beis. Kebahadam, regarding this, that the Gemara says b'mavach love, that a son could make benching and be mitzi his father umukil, and the Gemara explains over there could go into achal abshir derabam. We're talking about the father. How could a son who is not mechlevet deraisa fulfill his father's obligation? We're talking about the father ate rabbinic shir. Or Pirshak and Shem Rashi explains, what does that mean? Dahinu kizayis kebeya, the father ate kizayis or kebeya, because of the deraisa being the Sviya Gemara, because biblically you need to be totally satiated. So this I was saying that with darshning the pasuk, it's not a complete drasha like Tosfos says. And mechay mochu chasim to come asotis up in the Gemara where it says there in brachas that Hashem tells the angels, I say my own Torah not to show favoritism, I show for the Jewish people. So Hashem says, la es upon li Yisrael, I'm not going to show favoritism to the Jewish people, shekisavtlim, that I wrote to them, that they'll eat and be satiated, and they're going to bless the grace after meals, and they're restringent on themselves. Again, you see, that's not their raisa. But since there's a question, it's difficult because the prepared gimel shalachlu there in brachas of Chesam and Av Amar, the Gemara brings it Yani Malka Malkasam, the king Yanai and his queen Karchi Rift about their daddy. They broke bread. They were eating a meal of bread together, and Amar they said Manyov Langaver Demavachlin. Oh, if only we would have a person that can make brachas and mazon for us. So I saw the Reb Shim Meshatah B'chulut. So she brought her brother Reb Shim Meshatah, etc. Shasa Baruchlu. He made a bracha. He drank and made brachas and mazon. Come, the Gemara says Reb Shimon ben Shetach legamehu David this that he was doing and invites them. He's doing it for himself. What does that mean? Because the loyel mean the mighty achem yidei chayva, because really cannot fulfill someone else's obligation. Ad sheyechel kezayis dugan, until you eat a kezayis of grain, and it's not sufficient just with a cup of wine. Okay, but one thing says Tosfos Mashmas sounds like the mochel kezayis dugan. If he would have eaten a kezayis of grain, as we see from the wording of the Gemara, how yimaitz achem would be able to fulfill others' obligations. But the kezayis rabbanan. But if you say like we're saying over here that kezayis only rabbinic achem achbelahu, how could he fulfill their obligation? But we just said the last drop on mafik deraisa. Obviously, Yana Melech is eating a satiated meal. He has a chib deraisa. How could Meshatach? Would his chib derabbanan be mitzi chib deraisa? Like we said before, that the cotton cannot be mitzi his father's obligation, as the Gemara says in Brachas, only because the father was also on mechayv derabbanan. So now, by the re-explains now. Actually, the hainu davka cotton, that Gemara Brachas that we said a rabbinic cannot be mitzi deraisa, specifically a minor. He cannot fulfill his father, let's say, that ate a biblical measure. Of a godl, but an adult, the truth is, even if he didn't eat it at all, biblically, he can actually fulfill another person's obligations. You can make a bracha for someone else. There is a concept of arvus, different things. Now, and the reason is because, in general, this person, if he would eat kadesavi, he would also be mechayv deraisa. So why did the Gemara say that he would have to eat kezayis dagan. So that you have to say like tzitzis and brachas davim because of an olive, that actually even an adult could fulfill some of those obligations, like we said, even if he didn't eat at all, but he wouldn't be able to say shachanu mishaloi because he didn't eat, so he'd be lying. So you have to eat kezayis just to be able to say shachanu, which the ichir b'chila is kezayis. But again, that's not really indicative that it's because they raisa. It's just to be in the chila, but really, as Taisa says, you could even be mighty another adult, as Shimon ben Shadrach was doing, if he would have eaten Gezayis Dagan, even if he didn't eat at all, because an adult. Han Allah Elo Avrin, shall turn to you the third parak in Mesachim Parak Elo Avrin with Taisus.